This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The White House says President Biden has tested positive for COVID-19. He posted this statement on his Twitter feed.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted. Symptoms are mild. And I really appreciate your inquiries and your concerns. But I'm doing well. I'm getting a lot of work done. I'm going to continue to get it done. And in the meantime, thanks for your concern and keep the faith. It's going to be okay.
The statement said he'd been taking the antiviral medication Paxlovid, which the Food and Drug Administration granted emergency use authorization for in December. The administration says Biden will act accordingly with CDC guidelines, isolating in the White House until he tests negative. He's expected to continue working during that time. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi resigned Thursday after failing in his efforts to unite his government. President Sergio Mattarella's office said in a statement the president had accepted Draghi's resignation but asked him to stay on in a caretaker role. The development could mean Italy heads to a parliamentary election in the coming months instead of the scheduled to take place next year. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports the Italian establishment media has expressed outrage that this crisis has come at such a critical time for Italy.
Italy is in the middle of an economic crisis with soaring inflation, high energy costs. Italy has been a leader in Europe in opposing Russia's war in Ukraine, with Draghi seen as a respected statesman. And Italy also is in the middle of implementing 200 billion euros in European Union funds to help it recover from the pandemic.
VOA News. According to officials and witnesses, a barrage of Russian shelling pounded a densely populated area in Ukraine's second largest city, killing at least three people. Russian forces were pounding the cities with long-range strikes. Ukrainian officials said Russian shelling hit multiple districts, including a market in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city. That's where those three deaths took place. The regional governor said the dead included one child. Police and other officials said there were no military targets in the area. The renewed shelling and missile strikes come just one day after Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told state-run media outlets that Russia is looking to expand operations due to ongoing weapons deliveries to Ukraine from the United States and other Western countries. New Sri Lanka President Ranil Wickremesinghe was sworn in Thursday, taking the oath of office, taking the office of ousted leader Gotabaya Rajapaksa. Wickremesinghe took the oath of office a day after members of parliament elected him to the post. The six-time prime minister was serving as interim president after Rajapaksa fled the country and resigned. Earlier this month, his resignation came after months of protests calling for the country's top leaders to step down amid an economic crisis. In the United States, a judge has sentenced former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane to 2.5 years in prison on a federal rights charge for his role in the killing of George Floyd. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the story.
The U.S. District Judge sentenced Lane on Thursday for his conviction of depriving Floyd of medical care as he lay dying under Officer Derek Chauvin's knee in May of 2020. The sentence was well below what prosecutors and Floyd's family sought. The killing of Floyd, who was black, sparked a national reckoning on race. Lane, who is white, has been free on bond. He did not speak on the hearing. The judge says Lane, who faces sentencing in September on state charges and Floyd's killing, will remain free on bond until he must turn himself in October 4th. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Russia resumed the flow of natural gas through the Nord Stream pipeline to Europe on Thursday, after a 10-day interruption for maintenance. Klaus Müller, head of Germany's energy regulator, tweeted that gas flows had reached 40% of capacity. That's the same level as before the shutdown. Russia's state-owned Gazprom blamed the reduction on the absence of a gas turbine being repaired in Canada. Russian President Vladimir Putin has insisted Gazprom would meet its delivery obligations. And once again, our top story, the White House says President Biden has tested positive for COVID-19. Marissa Melton, VOA News. We'll be right back.